Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we're joined by our buddy, the great, the beyond. Venerable doesn't sound high. Venerable, to me, venerable, like, he's so far beyond venerable.
Good point.
That is the great Peter King, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Peter, how you been, buddy? What's going on?
Everything's going well. Tiki, since we last spoke, you were in the New York Marathon. How was it?
I was. It was my sixth one. I made a PR at 4:18. I'm creeping my way towards
my God,
4 hours.
Fantastic.
But, Peter, it's the third one I've run this year.
And it's a maniac.
And I'm running another one in January and another one probably in February. I become hooked to running, man.
What? This is a weird question, but what drives you? Why do you love this?
I drive him.
You know why?
I drive him nuts.
Because I want to look better than BT sitting up here. But the first one I did was with CC and Amber Sabathia for their Pitch-In Foundation, and I sucked at it, Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, like sucked. I finished over 4 or 5 hours. And so I got obsessed with not sucking. And so I just kept running them over and over.
And then
honestly, Peter, it became a way to go to destinations. So I've done Big Sur in California, which is gorgeous. I've obviously done Boston and New York a few times. I went to Jerusalem and ran one. I'm going to run
Disney. I remember
that. Yeah. I'm going to run Disney. I'm likely to do Tokyo.
Paris
I did this year. So, I mean, it's like a destination thing for me. I go somewhere, I run a marathon.
Pete, you know what I do? Nothing.
What?
You eat brownies.
Nothing. Yeah, well, you're enjoying the crowd. But I got to ask you, Tiki, was Boston everything it's cracked up to be?
It was hell, man. You know why it's unique? Because it's straight. So you go all the way out, like 26 miles or whatever it is, 25.5 miles, and then you run 25.5 miles back in. You hit Heartbreak Hill at mile whatever it is, 18, which crushes you because it's at the end. And then you run into Boston at the end. So I didn't love Boston because it was 74 degrees or 5 degrees, which is extraordinarily hot for running a marathon.
Right.
But it was the prestige of running Boston was cool. I checked it off my list.
Yeah.
Nothing
really
like New York,
great.
Though. Nothing like New York.
Good for you. Hey, and one other quick thing.
You want to ask him what kind of sneakers he wears when he runs, Peter?
No, but I do want to know this. I've often heard that it's not the best thing for a football player to be a distance runner, even in the off season. What do you think of that?
Well, in some ways you're right, because the muscle development is so different. Like, you remember me when I was playing, Peter? I have no ass anymore. Like, my butt is gone.
He's got the Irish ass.
Exactly. None. It's like I've lost all that muscle mass because it trickles down. So if you're a wide receiver, maybe. But if you need like mass to take a pounding, it's definitely not good for you.
Yeah.
So
hey, that's good. I'm glad. I was really curious about that.
Well, I'm glad you came on for you to interview me.
All right, there you go. Can we ask you a question about football, Pete?
I feel like we're back in my days when I was playing.
Exactly.
Peter would call me up after every game. Tell me what happened.
Hey, let me ask you about this here, Peter. So Peter King is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. We all saw the endless stream of erratic, unstable social media posts from Antonio Brown, just like we've all seen the one that I'm sure was crafted by his PR crew as he profusely apologizes to the Pats. Is the league buying this? Like, everybody knows this is just desperation to get back to the league, right?
Well, yeah, but really, Brandon, I would not sign him. I just wouldn't. I think he's a divisive guy, and he's a selfish guy. So I wouldn't have him on my team. But having said that, the NFL now, basically, he has been without work, unpaid, for 9 weeks, even though he has not been charged in a criminal case, been charged in a civil case, but he's not been charged in a criminal case. And at some point, the NFL has to make a decision about whether they're going to allow him to be free to sign with a team or whether they're not. And I think it is hard in this society of human rights to tell somebody that, okay, he has been accused of something and charged in a civil case with something heinous, by the way. But has not been charged criminally at all. And so at some point you have to say, do we really have the right to prevent this guy from playing football?
Yeah.
Now, I believe that if he signs with a team, there's a good chance that, there's going to be a bunch of women outside the stadium on Sunday picketing and demonstrating against him. But is that definite? No. Should that absolutely matter? I think it should matter, but it probably shouldn't eliminate that as a consideration. It would be hard for me to bring him back and sign him.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, I want to ask you about this NFL 100 all-time team. But before we get there, you've seen a lot, Peter, in your time. And I feel like for the last two decades or so, maybe even longer, we've waited for this quarterback that's going to change quarterbacking in the National Football League, whether it was Randall Cunningham, yeah, Michael Vick. Are we actually seeing this with Lamar Jackson?
We might be, but I think, Tiki, here's a guy who's played – I think now he started 17 games. And in order to be a guy who really is a transcendent kind of player, you got to play for a while.
Yeah.
And not that I'm trying to put any pox on him or anything like that, but I think that he has put himself at some degree of risk so far.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, just maybe, he ought to go to the Hollywood Brown school of running out of bounds just a little bit more, because he's not going to do anybody any good if he's got three broken ribs and he's trying to beat the Patriots in the playoffs. So, again, I think he could be this great and talented player, particularly in an era when the NFL takes care of quarterbacks like they never have before.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we have to see it for a while longer.
We're talking to Peter King, of course. Peter, NBC Sports NFL analyst, three-time National Sports Writer of the Year, a jewel of the sporting landscape. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Peter, Friday at 8 p.m., the NFL all-time team is going to premiere. We're going to start with some running backs here because this list is great. With Marcus Allen and Jerome Bettis on this list, Earl Campbell, Eric Dickerson, all the ones that we all know, Bronco Nagurski as well. Tell us a little bit about the show, because we've gotten obsessed with rankings in the sports world. Tell us about what this means. Marshall Faulk would be number one on my list.
Well, here's the deal, Tiki. When I was asked to be on this committee, I think there's 25 people who are on the committee. It was really a privilege, because some of the people, you know, who you're debating this with, Bill Belichick, John Madden, you know, Dick Vermeil and Ozzie Newsome, Art Shell.
Wow.
It really was tremendous. It was so interesting. But, you know, I think what was so difficult, and I'm writing something in my column for Monday about this, my most difficult decision. And I could come up with about 10 of them, but I think it was trying to cut down the list of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time. And you say, oh, well, that's enough. Well, I mean, what if you don't have Roger Staubach on the list? What if you don't have Bart Starr on the list? And I'm a guy who loves and reveres history. And so I'm definitely going to put Otto Graham on the list. I'm going to put Sammy Baugh on the list.
Mm.
And one of the toughest things for me, I didn't put Sid Luckman on the list. And for all who would say, well, who cares? It's Sid Luckman. He played 70 years ago. I get that. I understand that. But I think you have to judge players against other players in their era. I ended up voting for 8 modern era quarterbacks and only 2 quarterbacks like in the first 40 years of the game. That bothers me, because there was football played in the first 40 years. And I wanted to make sure we honored the people who played in all 100 years, not just the last 50 or 60 years.
I love it. That's why we have people like Peter to connect the dots. It's a phenomenal project. Some of those names that you had a chance to work with, it's incredible. So, because you asked Tiki about running for 5 minutes, we're a little late here. we'll get you back up soon, obviously. Peter King, one of the best here. Thanks a lot, Peter. I can't wait for this project.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.